Next patient is Patricia Rose. The last name is R-O-S-E. A 68-year-old female that has been diabetic since 1995. The diabetes is aggressive. She has been referred to the office because of the presence of proteinuria and deterioration of the kidney function, period. During the last visit, a discussion regarding the need to change the lifestyle was carry. The patient has become a plant-based diet, and comes today for a follow-up. In the comprehensive metabolic panel, the serum creatinine that was 1.6 came down to 1.12. The estimated GFR increased to 51, period. Hyperfiltration could be a factor. However, the same factor was present during the last visit. I think that the diet has to do a lot with the improvement of the kidney function. The protein creatinine ratio changed from 746 to 540. Number two, diabetes mellitus has been out of control. The medications that have been used for diabetes are Farxiga 10 milligrams every day, Novolin 70/30, Treceva and Januvia. The hemoglobin A1C has changed from 11.1 to 10.4. We are going to send the patient to endocrinology in order to get a continuous glucose monitoring and adjust the medications and get a blood pressure, a blood sugar control that is in turn going to improve the renal parameters. Period. This patient is also a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. However, there are limitations because the potassium is 5. In any event, we need to control the blood sugar in order to control the potassium and in order to improve the kidney function and the proteinuria furthermore. Proteinuria, it has changed from 700 to 500 as mentioned before. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following over anxiety disorder, she is the caregiver of the disabled husband. and her sleep is not the best. During the last visit, alprazolam was given with success. Following number, osteoarthritis, the patient is recommended not to use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Re-evaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. Referral two. Endocrinology, period. I spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 16 minutes evaluating the patient face to face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.